One of the greatest ongoing challenges we confront daily throughout our lives is the battle of the opposing forces within us. The Yetzer Tov pulls us one way, and the Yetzer Hara pulls us the other way, each trying to control our life, each trying to convince us that their direction is the proper one. They battle for dominance and supremacy in every plan and decision that we make. And the trick is to use these two forces that Hashem created in His service. As Chazal explained, the commandment of B'chol Levavcha, with all your heart, which means B'shnei Yitzirecha, with your Yetzer Tov, and even with the Yetzer Hara. That we need to channel our worldly pursuits and our desires in the service of Hashem using both forces. Now, this is easier said than done, as you all understand, and for sure not an easy task by any measure. And when we experience and have to confront this constant awesome challenge and are torn in two different directions, it's easy for us to despair and to surrender, chas v'shalom. After all, how can we mere mortal human beings stand up to a malach, an angel who pushes and urges us negatively, an angel who constantly is planning to entrap us with all of his false temptations and his fantasies? He's constantly mixing us up in order that we shouldn't be able to differentiate between right and wrong and between good and bad. He disguises himself. He tries to manipulate our minds with enticing presentations that oppose Hashem's will. Now, who is this Malach, you may ask? And Chazal explain, who Satan, who Yetzer Hara, who Malach HaMavos. And as the Yetzer Hara, he entices us to desire, to lust. As the Satan, he squeals and he prosecutes us before Hashem Yisbarach. And then eventually he turns into the Malach HaMavos, the angel of death. And at the prescribed time, takes us from this world. So he is really one and of the same. And the Gemara reveals to us that he is relentless, that he works 24/7 to get us to sin and not follow the ways of Hashem. And the Gemara brings down a seeming machlokas, dispute between two sages. Rabbi Yitzchak says that Yitzra Shalodam Mischadish Olav B'chol Yom. And Rav Shimon ben Levi says, Yitzer Shel Adam Misgaber Alav B'chol Yom. So one sage says Mischadesh and one sage says Miskaber. What is the difference? Rabbi Yitzchak defines the Yetzer Hara as a Mechadesh. He's always coming up with new ideas. Today he portrays the situation this way, and tomorrow he'll portray the same situation in a different way. Just confuses us. Paints a different picture all the time. Rav Shimon ben Levi defines him as a mezgaber. That means that the Yetzer Hara is not lazy. The Yetzer Hara is invigorated, and he is constantly energizing himself. He's never giving up. He's always pushing us, always trying to direct us off the truthful path of Torah living. And the Gemara reveals to us a real truth about our dilemma. That Ilam Moleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizroi En Yocholoi. That if Hashem Yisborach would not help us to conquer the Yetzer Hara, we would not be able to do it. So it is undoubtedly not an easy task. But in a certain sense, we have been given some encouraging news over here. And that is that we are not alone in this battle. That Hashem is always available to help us. And this is exactly what is alluded to in the opening words of our Parsha Ki Tsetse. The pasuk reads as follows: Ki Tsetse lamolchama aloi vecha, unesomai Hashem alokecha biyodecha, v'shevisa shivya, which means that when you will go out to wage war on your enemies, and the greatest enemy we all know is the Yetzer Hara, then Hashem, your God, will help you be victorious to win and to take control. And what we derive from this pasuk is that once we make up our minds to wage war against the Yetzer Hara and actually do something, then we are assured by Hashem that we will be successful. And Chazal also talk about this and say that according to the way a man chooses his path in life, so he is led. There's a certain siyata d'shemaya that comes down from Shemayim and helps him accomplish that which he set out to accomplish. And one who comes to purify himself, Chazal say, he is also helped. And these assurances are very comforting. And lets us know clearly that Hashem didn't give us a Yetzer Hara and leave us high and dry without a way to successfully deal with it. Now we all know that waging a war successfully takes planning. You don't go out to battle without being prepared. And to the extent that we understand our enemy, to the extent we understand their plans and we understand their goals, to that extent, we're able to face off with him and be victorious. And surely we need to keep an eye on the enemy 24/7. We can't allow any leeway. We must be prepared for any kind of attack all the time. We all know that letting our guard down at such a time is not an option. That a weakness in our defenses can be catastrophic. That we must always be attuned to everything that is going on with our enemy. Especially when we acknowledge that our enemy is always looking to entrap us. And the truth is, we can never be prepared enough. Sure, we all have experience, that we all know what it's like when someone is out to get us. At that time, escape is very difficult. So what we learn from this is that to the extent that we are prepared, the better chance we have to be spared. So how do we make sense of all of this, practically speaking? So first, we need to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created life this way for our benefit. Hashem does not place before us an Nisoyon, a test, or a challenge that we cannot deal with. The Yetzer Hara is needed for Kiyum HaOlam, for the existence of the world. And it is only because of the Yetzer Hara that people build homes and people have families. The Yetzer Hara created the drive and creates the desire and the will for us to press forward to achieve success and to want recognition. But at the same time with all that, he brings with that which is forbidden by the Torah, that which can be tempting. And we are instructed by the Torah to take advantage of the opportunity of uvacharta b'chayim, to choose wisely. And for that, when we do choose wisely, Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards us. The Torah does not advocate that we should destroy the Yetzer Hara. The Torah wants, however, that we should control the Yetzer Hara, and that not vice versa, it should control us. I was always under the impression that we humans dislike being controlled. We want to come and go as we please, do and say what we want. We want to be in control. So I ask, so how is it then that we sometimes allow the Yetzer Hara to control us? And we follow his perverted advice by indulging in worldly temptations that may violate Hashem's will for us. Is that proper for Hashem's holy chosen people? So no doubt we will need to use all of our wisdom and all of our knowledge and all of our understanding to outwit the Yetzer Hara. Like the Chafetz Chaim did one cold morning, and the story is told that the Yetzer Hara came to the Chafetz Chaim while he was lying in bed. And he says to the Chafetz Chaim, "You're an old man, a sick man. It's a konas nefoshes, it's a danger for your life, for you to go out in such a weather." And the Chafetz Chaim, Zichrono Levracha, said back to the Yetzer Hara, "You're older than I am, and you are already up at your job. So what are you trying to tell me, that I'm old and I should stay in bed? And with that, the Chofetz Chaim jumped out of bed and ignored the Yetzer Hara and left the house and went to shul and overpowered what the Yetzer Hara told him. What we learn from this story is that the Chofetz Chaim was always one step ahead. He understood the enemy, and he made sure that he is the boss, not the Yetzer Hara. The Chofetz Chaim implemented Shlomo HaMelech's advice in Mishlei, where we are taught, keep it the Tachbulos Tasa L'Chama L'Chama, that in order to win against the Yetzer Hara, you must outsmart him with tricks and strategies. Like they say, B'moyach V'loy B'koyach, by using our brains, not just with power. We need to deal with him offensively, not defensively. And one of the ways to attain the knowledge required to prevent the Yetzer Hara from bothering us is to study Musar. Musar gives us an insight into our traits, into our character, into our behaviors, and provides for us proper guidance on how to live a Jewish life properly, how to live a life that pleases HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, Hashem revealed to us the Parosa Yetzer Hara. I created, it's true, a Yetzer Hara, but Barosi Torah Tavlin. But at the same time, I created a Torah that when you learn Torah, it perfects the Yetzer Hara inside of you and channels this otherwise negative force into the right direction. And the Chazal tell us, Vim atem oiskim b'teira, and when you are engaged and engrossed in the study of Torah, ein atem besurim b'yodoi, that the Yetzer Hara loses control over you. And lo dibre Torah ela keneged Yetzer Hara, that the Torah speaks to us in a way that enables us to fight off the Yetzer Hara. It helps us fight off the influence of the Yetzer Hara. And that's what Chazal advise, that in Pogba B'Chom Menuvol, that if the villain attacks you, Moshchehu LeBeis HaMedrash, drag him into the Torah study hall, into the Beis HaMedrash, because there it's very difficult for him to function. The Yetzer Hara cannot breathe in a Beis HaMedrash with his Kedusha. And even though the Yetzer Hara burns in us like fire, but we must always remember that the Torah is compared to water. And water has the power to extinguish fire. And therefore, if we remember every day when we recite the prayer of Yehi Ratzon right after Berachas HaShachar, we start off saying, Shetargileini b'Torasecha. That's our first request of Hashem. Accustom us to study Torah. And shortly thereafter, we ask Hashem, V'altashlot bonu Yetzer Hara. Hashem Yisbarach, please prevent the Yetzer Hara from ruling over us. And then that's followed by another request. Force our inclination to be subservient to you. And this we recite every single morning, because we understand that we need Hashem's help to overpower the Yetzer Hara. And Hashem gives us this help. And therefore, let no one deceive themselves into thinking that they are no match for their evil inclination. As the Torah teaches us the exact opposite. And I want to quote for you all a pasuk in Bereishis, which reads as follows: La pesa chata sereveitz, ba'elecha tishukosoi, ba'ata timshel boy, which means as follows: that by the door, and I want to say any door, as soon as you leave or enter your house, or as soon as you open your mouth, sin lies in ambush. There's a possibility for transgression to take place. It's likely. And it desires you. However, the Torah gives us a haftacha. Va'ata timshel boy. Now, what does this mean, va'ata timshel boy? So Rashi explains, Im tirtze tizgaber alav, that if you sincerely want, you can overcome him. You can overcome the Yetzer Hara, meaning that we are more powerful than the Satan. And knowing the victory is attainable, this should give us the strength and courage to control this lifelong adversary that we have to deal with on a daily basis. To win over the Yetzer Hara, we must believe that we can win. And if we approach our Yetzer Hara with confidence and a positive attitude that we're able to be in control using the suggestions mentioned in this year, it empowers us to choose correctly. So we always have a decision to make. Do we belong to our heart? Or does our heart belong to us? That means that we follow our heart's desires and do what it tells us to do? Or do we lead our heart and channel its desires in the proper direction as prescribed in the Torah? Now we need to always try and remember that ma'at min ha'or doicha harbe min ha'chishech, that just a little Torah light has the power to push away lots of darkness. As the pasuk says, Kiner mitzvah Torah or the Torah study and Torah living is a powerful light that once it's turned on, the darkness no longer is able to rule. And this is the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination. It becomes powerless, becomes weakened. It's not able to sway us in the wrong direction once we turn the light of Torah on. Only thing we need to do is put forth the effort. And then Hashem guarantees, like we read in the first pasuk, that He will lead us to victory. But I have good news that once we merit the final redemption, the Geula B'Korav, there no longer will be a Yetzer Hara around the world to distract us from our purpose in life. will then be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol levavenu, b'chol nafshenu, b'chol ma'idenu, totally be able to serve Hashem properly. But until that time, the Yetzirah needs to be viewed by us as a vehicle that indirectly allows us to earn a place in Olam Haba if we control him properly and if we use him in Hashem's service. So our tefillah is that Hashem give us the courage and the strength to be able to be in control of a Yetzirah, to channel him in the right direction, to use him for good purposes, and through that will be zeicha to hatzlocha b'olam hazeh and tremendous reward l'olam haba.